Hello, folks. This is Dr. Tracy Ferrone, and I'm here to read you one of my latest articles for Bee Culture and Bee Vet, and it's called HBB. In medicine and many other professions, common situations, phrases, and jargon are commonly abbreviated to make record-keeping and communications between professionals faster and easier. One abbreviation frequently found in a veterinary chart is HBC, or hit by car. Unfortunately, this condition is one of the most common causes of devastating trauma for animal victims. Animal-on-animal trauma is also a common emergency veterinarians tackle. For example, the BDLD, big dog, little dog, is not too pretty. Both of these common causes of physical trauma are emergencies that must be addressed quickly. These traumatic injuries can be maiming or even cause death, but proper interventions can save lives. How about honeybees? Do they face traumatic situations? Yes, one traumatic condition honeybees may face is the HBB, or what I call the hit by bear. Bear attacks on honeybee hives combine animal-on-animal trauma with the effectiveness of getting hit with a truck. I have some empathy here, because on a cool Saturday morning this past October, my husband and I discovered that one of my honeybee hives had an overnight visitor. Someone had transversed two layers of electric fencings and completely torn apart one of my hives within a four-hive bee yard. After further investigation, that someone was a young black bear. In veterinary medicine, most traumatic causes are fairly easily diagnosed. There is often a witness that may have seen what's happened. Other traumas leave telltale signs that does not make it hard to find the cause. No matter the cause, traumas must be quickly assessed for the extent, severity of the trauma, the timing or duration of the trauma, and what repairs or treatments should be applied over the short term as well as the long term. Like all medical emergencies, sometimes we can intervene and save a life, but sometimes the damage may be too extensive. There is an emotion of anxiety for both animal involved and the owner of the animal that must be addressed and cared for as well. Honeybee traumatic events are no different. HBBs are typically characterized by a colony being totally ripped apart, boxes and frames thrown about, possibly broken, missing, smashed, consumed brood and honey, claw marks, and paw prints. Despite the dramatic scene, an HBB should be addressed and assessed as quickly as possible. If you are helping another beekeeper attempt to recover a hive, or if you are doing this yourself, be aware that emotions may run high. It's okay to talk through these emotions as you're getting your veil on and lighting a smoker. Once in your bees, you should also consider that any remaining bees will be cold, confused, defensive, and agitated. Approaching the situation with a steady, gentle approach will be the most beneficial and efficient to all. Remember to bring a camera or cell phone with you to take several quick pictures of the raw damage. Once in the yard of the attack, first try to put together the hive components, if possible, starting with the bottom board. If the severity of the attack is not catastrophic, the hive may be able to be put back together and recovered. If you have any replacement equipment, you should bring it along and be ready to use it as needed. If you can locate the majority of bees in one box or identify a brood box that's still mostly intact, put that box on the bottom board first, followed by any viable remaining resources or frames, boxes, and replace the top inside cover. It is highly likely that your hive will get shorter. Gather and shake. Brush off any remaining bees, stray bees from broken parts into the inside cover of the hive, allowing them to re-enter the colony and then replace the outside cover. Observe the bees for signs of fanning and regathering to the restored hive. This would be a good sign that the queen is still present. Look for a queen as you put things back together, but I would prioritize getting the hive back together as soon as possible, overlooking over every single frame for a queen at this point. Reestablishing thermoregulation is the most important to keep the remaining bees and brood at this critical time. This is akin to stabilizing a patient. Then you can reassess as necessary. Once again, observe the behavior of the bees at the entrance. Are they entering the hive? Are they fanning? These are good signs. If there are sparse bees left alive, or only broken hive equipment to gather, the colony would be considered a total loss. If only a few frames of bees remain, check for a queen and consider making a new colony, or if queenless, combining the remaining bees with another colony in accordance to the upcoming season. Once the colony is stabilized, you can begin a deeper investigation as to what happened. Take more pictures, review any game cameras in the area. Make an estimate of dead bees on the ground and broken equipment. Do an inventory of lost broken equipment and honey. Look for foot or paw prints. Look for a path of entry. Check any fencing for damage, and closely check other nearby hives for disruption, even if the colonies did not initially seem to be involved in the attack. There will be some ongoing concerns. Even if you are able to put your hive back together, these concerns may remain. What's the queen status? Are there enough bees, brood, remaining to support the hive? Are there enough stores, pollen or honey, remaining to support the hive? Is there adequate space remaining to support the hive? And especially all of those things you must consider the time of the year and the season. Then there are longer term treatments to think about for full recovery of that hive if you're able to get it that far. Realize that sometimes doctors do surgery in stages to best benefit a patient. Likewise, in a day or so, if you did not find the queen during the initial recovery, go back to the hive and do an inspection to find the queen. Be aware that since this hive recently suffered a trauma, it is likely that the organism have upregulated its recruitment of guard bees. It's a bit like a defensive physical reaction to inflammation or psychological impact of PTSD. So one should be prepared to examine the colony carefully, gently, and with the aid of a smoker. If you find the queen, great. End of recheck, close up the colony. If there is no queen to be found, this is a dead hive, simply surviving on temporary life support. And it's time to donate the remaining components of the organism to another hive, or if possible, give the colony a new heart by requeening. If your colony has lost space or stores, add resources and space by adding a box of honey, ideally from another strong colony in your yard, or plan to add additional supplements of sugar or pollen to this hive until it can fully recover itself. Keep in mind that if the timing of the trauma is fall going into the winter season or going into a dearth period, extra supplemental help may be needed until the next nectar flow. There's also another remedy you should be aware of. States may have compensation statutes for bear attacks on livestock, and this includes honeybees. And it's through the game commissions. Honeybee losses, equipment losses, and honey losses may be covered or compensated to the beekeeper depending on your state laws or regulations. In order to be eligible for compensation, you must contact your local game warden as soon as possible after the attack, and the bee yard may need to be a certain distance from your residence. In my state of PA, it had to be within 300 yards, for example. The warden will visit your bee yard and conduct an investigation of their own. It's helpful if you have pictures and any broken equipment to show the warden. You will be required to fill out a report and sign a statement that your claim is true. Then the claim will be sent to the state offices for approval or not. Some states may require that an electric fence be installed around the bee yard to deter future attacks and to be eligible for compensation. Beekeepers can do an internet search for your state's information and/or contact your local game warden for more information. What about prevention? Can we slow this down? Well, once a bear enters and attacks a yard, a return is always possible. So what we can try to do to prevent that from occurring is to create a potential deterring experience for the bear. You can erect an electric fence or fences if not already present. Be sure to keep the fence on and test it regularly. Install a game camera to document any visitors. Install a motion light. This may deter bears and other wildlife. My game commissioner recommended placing thin water bottles filled with ammonia, smeared with peanut butter, around the outer perimeter of my yard as a deterrent. If the bear bites into that bottle, they will be fine, they will be unhurt, but will associate the area with unpleasantries. Personally, I have no idea if this could work, but I thought I would share that recommendation from the warden. So that was the veterinary perspective and how I look at this as a type of trauma, akin to some of the traumas we actually see in other animals. But now I'm going to give it to you from the beekeeper's perspective and my perspective as the beekeeper recently losing a hive to a bear attack. So this case study and pics, I provided a lot of pictures in Bee Culture if you want to check it out, are based on my own recent experience with an HBB. I had two layers of electric fencing around my hives, and the inner circle, a high-powered mesh of electric fence. And yes, it was on. It appeared that the bear jumped the fencing. There were skid landing marks and a foot trail from the surrounding woods. He or she only hit one hive in the yard, thank goodness, out of the four, but knocked over every piece of equipment from that colony. Paw prints and claw marks were evident on the frame. Honey and brood were missing. One box and multiple frames were broken, and there were thousands of dead bees on the ground. However, one medium box was mostly intact, and most of the live bees were there. So I put that box on the bottom board, gathered up viable parts for about two more mediums, and brushed any remaining bees in I could find and closed up the hives. A hive that had been five boxes became three. At that time, we were actually 1 or 2 days away from a planned fall extraction. Fearing that a bear would return to the yard, the extraction moved up to that day. Luckily, I had three other healthy hives in the yard. During extraction, I gave one honey super from another hive to the hit by bear hive to replace the space and resources it would need for going into the winter. However, my fall harvest for this yard was cut in half. I did not initially find the queen, but observing the bees fanning and gathering behavior indicated that she was likely still present. I inspected the HBB colony a couple of days later and found the queen, but this otherwise docile colony had certainly upregulated its guard bees. While I didn't get stung during the inspection, I had to go slow and use ample smoke. With help, this hive has a good chance to make it through the winter. The bears are yet to return, and we installed a motion light and camera near the yard. My experience with our local game commissioner was very pleasant, by the way. He visited the yard and investigated the incident. The pictures and broken equipment I saved were helpful in proving the case. Since only one hive was hit, we both agreed that the attack was likely a juvenile bear's shenanigans. He was likely stung or shocked, both, enough to get out quickly and hopefully not want to return. Now I'm just awaiting a return judgment from the Commonwealth's Capital Office. Well, I hope you enjoyed this reading of HBB, and stay tuned till next time. Bye-bye.